Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in to see my doctor, she says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Debate. That's well, they didn't even give me a minute to speak in a four-hour debate. There's a big cover-up in there.
You believe it's a cover-up, sir?
Well, they're trying to cover up their votes. They had enough people there to pass the bill, but they still refused to have a recorded vote. And they told me they were trying to protect members.
Don't you believe that that's the case? There's 435 members in a room that can't hold that many.
No. They're trying to protect the members who are there from political ramifications.
Sir, both sides of the chamber, your side as well as the Democrats, as well as the White House, have said that they didn't want you to do this. Why press forward into a bill that everybody agrees should be passed?
Like I said in there, I came here this week to make sure our republic doesn't die in an empty chamber by unanimous consent. These people need to do their jobs. If they're telling people to drive a truck, if they're telling people to bag groceries and grow their food, then by golly, they can be in there and they can vote. And that's what we did this week. They came, and you can see it didn't delay the vote any. They sat on their cans yesterday here. They didn't do a thing yesterday. They were trying to say this would delay it to have a recorded vote. The truth, if you're willing to report it, is they don't want a recorded vote. They don't want to be on record of making the biggest mistake in history.
Amen. I wish we could duplicate Thomas Massie, don't you? I wish we could duplicate him because he is the only voice. He's the only voice for the people. Out of all of Congress, they all voted for that monstrosity. Ends up being $6 trillion. I know. I just can't even digest that number, can you? It's not 2.2. $6 trillion includes the bank bailout. You know, it's funny. The media and the banks, they never, ever have to hit rock bottom. Have you ever noticed that? They always get bailed out or excused or whatever. The media gets excused for lying. The banks get bailouts. They're never, ever really allowed to hit that way. I was watching a documentary on the Great Depression, and it was so interesting when the person that was being interviewed said, well, the government turned a blind eye in the worst time in our history and should have already just stepped in to make sure everyone was going to be okay. No, in fact, Hoover was right. Hoover didn't want to do payments. He didn't want to. He did not want the bailout. He did not want to put government to work to bail everybody out because there were a lot of forces going on that made that happen and manipulated that in advance, well in advance. And we've done shows about this. There was no surprise. So they were getting rich off of it and. You know, got even richer when the crash happened because they were able to buy up a lot of things and inflated it heavily. This is when people first started getting involved in the stock market, and they only had to go in at 10%. And then the stock market kind of loaned them, for lack of going into a huge discussion here, would loan them the rest on it. Anyway, people were bringing in all their money for the first time into this, and they were making a lot of money because they didn't realize that it was being rigged from the inside, you know? So anyway, but it's interesting, the call for government to save us. And Thomas Massie was right when he said, you know what? The government should never be doing a bill like this. They really shouldn't. They really shouldn't. And we shouldn't be wanting it. We shouldn't be looking at that. What we should be doing is saying we want to go back to work, and we're going to go back to work and then stop putting up with this nonsense. But for some reason, and this is why we talk about it a lot, for some reason, we're still not getting the memo, and everybody's in this whole thing of fear. By the way, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Supposed to say that in the beginning, aren't I? Welcome to the show. Milty's out today, and we'll miss him. And I have a couple of things that I researched and studied that I want to tell you about, because I think it's going to kind of shock you a little bit. You know, one of the biggest hurdles I have right now is calling out the social distancing and quarantining a healthy nation. Why are we doing that? Makes no sense. There's no common sense involved. So why are we doing it? Why are we all okay with it, actually? Well, because we were told to be. And I know that sounds harsh, but that's exactly what it is. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment. I'm going to tell you why we're doing social distancing and the ludicrous non-science behind it. There's no proof behind it whatsoever, but just wait till I get to that. I first want to start out the show telling you a little bit about the real numbers, the reality check for today, that you will not hear on mainstream media. They will not tell you this. They love the articles that they need to have do not resuscitate orders at the hospitals. They're running out of beds, even though we have more than a million beds. We have 160,000 ventilators, but of course, and Cuomo's running out. Cuomo is putting bodies on pallets and refrigerated trucks, and it's all BS. It's all BS. You know how many serious cases Cuomo has right now? 1,386, and not all of them are on a ventilator. That's only for the far critical cases. 1,386. Do you think he has enough in his state of New York to cover anyone? I think so. So let me tell you what the numbers are today. 170,000 cases, almost 171,000 cases active, which they consider active in America. If you look up the numbers, it'll tell you it's over 180, but knock 10,000 off of that because they don't remove the cases that have been totally 100% resolved or shouldn't have, you know, like, They got completely off the list, okay? So 170,000. Currently, we have 329,450,000 people. Your chances of testing positive in America today are 0.0518949764759-4476. So basically a 0.0 in my local hour, I got too many zeros in there. 0.0518949. We'll go with that. That's your chances of getting it. That's why you're ruining the economy. That's why, not you, but that's why they're ruining the economy right now. We have a total of, in America today, 3,580 deaths. Yep, you heard me right, 3,580 deaths in the entire country. In the entire country. The death rate currently is 0.00108665958 and it goes on. 0.0010. That's your death rate chance. Very large number because it's so minute. So minute. It can't even get in the same hemisphere as a 1%. Out of the 760,968 cases, active cases, that are all considered COVID because of the fact that you can have the flu, you can have cancer, you can have heart failure, you can have anything. If they swab you and you test positive, now that is your cause of illness or death. So if you have cancer and you go in and they swab you for COVID, you don't have cancer anymore. COVID is your reason for being there. Okay? Just like if you had a cold. So if you have cancer and you had a cold, they'd say, oh, well, she died of a cold. That's what they're doing with the numbers right now. And this is why you're seeing more and more numbers, is because families are coming out and they're saying, that's not how my loved one died. My loved one had cancer for years, or a transplant victim, or brain surgery, or whatever the case may be. Pneumonia is a big one, and flu. And of course, you'll find out later. This is what happened with that. Remember how it said that there was a Christian pastor and he was talking about this in a way of saying, you know, this is not what it seems on Facebook. Okay, so they pulled a couple of his passages off and said he was mocking it and he just died. Well, he had bronchitis and pneumonia. But that's buried way down deep in the article. So you have to always search for the other underlining issues. It'll never be in the headline. It'll always be buried down deep. So worldwide deaths, we have 41,437. Worldwide, 41,000. Do you know how many flu deaths we have every single year worldwide? Between 291,000 and 646,000. So we're comparing COVID, which is 41,000, to the flu season every year, okay, and a little beyond because you can have cases like my son had it in the summer, but most of the time it's in the winter. On average, 500,000 cases, and we're comparing the 41, and we've shut down the world. In the entire world, we have 31,000 cases, and a lot of test positives, up to 80%. They did this with swine flu too. Cheryl Atkinson also reported that in swine, when she did a FIO request during the time of swine flu, the CDC ordered that if they tested at all positive for the flu, they were actually in that category immediately. It didn't matter what else they had. And another reminder, you cannot do that based on comorbidity because you have two or more things going on in the body. And a medical doctor worth their weight and credential would never say what the cause is without knowing from an autopsy. So there's that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there. How are you? Good. How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm not sick.
Well, that's good because if you were, you'd be demonized right now. Don't go out of your house.
I would. I would be spat upon and all kinds
you
of
You would.
Violence.
Tar and feathered, man. Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah, no kidding. And you're spot on. This has never been about the flu, and it is the flu, and it's not even a bad flu, and it's all about an exercise, and you shut up and go into your house and do what you're told. Mm-hmm. And welcome to the New World Order,
yes.
And here we are, right. And we are all stepping and fetching, and I don't know what to say.
It's hard.
I mean,
isn't it?
I've seen it coming for a long time, but mm-hmm. This is weird.
Yeah, I know. See, 165,000 to 167,000 of the 170,000 cases, almost all of them, they're all walking around fine. No problem.
I know. And the Spanish flu and the yep. plague and all the actual ones, yep. You know, way worse.
Oh, believe me. Thank
now
you.
Now I just can't go shopping.
Well, you better not go out of the house. I mean, if you cough at all, thank you. But thank you, by the way. You're a leper, man. You should be dragged off to a colony, duct taped, thrown in a river. They don't even care. Everyone at the store will look at you and think you have COVID. And everyone that's sick thinks they have COVID. So they're all running down to the hospital. And the sad part is that if you're sick, you might test for COVID positive because there's false positives and then also because it's generic. Because the test is not strain accurate and can't be for at least another year. So we're still looking at a year off from that. Yet we're acting and the doctors are going, oh yeah, it's accurate. Accurate, you mean on assumption? Well then, okay, it's accurate on assumption. It's an assumption thing. This has nothing to do with a strain test. So they're guessing. And that's why the test is broad and the test is generic and the test can't really tell you if somebody actually has COVID. But guess what, folks? You have anything else, they'll erase that and tell you have COVID. And that's dishonest. It's just dishonest. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to tell you who conjured up social distancing. Just wait till you hear this one. Be right back.